I think the thought of knowing that something was different without without knowing specifically, oh, I know this is the thing that I am. But the thought of not quite being what I was told to be, I guess, occurred when I was very, very young. But I really only got a handle on it in terms of expressing it, and that does mean that I was cross-dressing at the time. That occurred from when I think... during late childhood, but I honestly don't remember the ages. You know, I don't remember the precise process because obviously I was very young, and when I was growing up, it's like, you know, you're encouraged to, you know, do boyish things, and girls play with Barbie and boys play with Action Man and Tonka trucks and stuff, and it happens, and that's not a complaint, it's just an observation. But I think knowing for myself that, okay, I don't feel like I am the man that everybody expects and wants me to be. That's not me, and I know that. And that thought has been with me for a very long time.
How did your mum and dad react? How did you tell them? How did they react?
Right. Well, again, that's another sort of long process because I guess I, air quotes clanging into place, I came out to them as bisexual and saying while I was at it, well, I, you know, this is how I like to express myself. I wear women's clothes, etc. And the initial reaction I thought was quite positive, if it was very much a relief, as you've said, because my dad said, well, look, we love you and we want to support you, whatever that means. And my mum essentially said, oh, so this is why you haven't had your hair cut. Right? So, okay. I was scared of this conversation for 20 years, you know, and it just kind of came out like that now.
You don't, visually, you don't look traditionally like a man and you don't look traditionally like a woman because you are in transition. So when we first met, even though I tried not to, I had a second glance. So I looked at you, but I had another glance because I wanted to take that in. And that happens. People are going, you're going to glance at you and then just have another glance. How do you deal with that?
It depends on the glance. Sometimes, you know.
Right, no, go on, explain.
Well, sometimes you can tell if someone's you know, naturally curious, as a lot of people are, and I accept that, I understand that. It's the gender line. People, for some reason, are still quite confused and I would say maybe even scared of that as a concept. And I'm not sure why. I've only ever had my own perspective on it. But I accept that there are people who are curious. They're going to look. It's not always the nicest thing because you get paranoid.